This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here to take advantage of today's Good Day Goodies. Lots of them in store for you. I'm Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer on the fly this week. However, we have the services of Roberta and her Queen of Cheap report coming up in a matter of moments. You want to tease us a little bit, Roberta? You're a big tease. You can tease us a little.
Oh, we have great deals today from Walgreens that you are absolutely going to love, and great deals from Staples as well.
That's good. All right, coming up in a matter of moments.
Yep.
The Ebola virus and the story. I'm looking at some of the headlines today. Many of us are. The report on Ebola, can we get it here in America? The doctor that's coming over here. And the new miracle drug that seems to be a cure, at least from what you hear at this point. The doctor who was on his way to Atlanta was given this new experimental drug, and within minutes he showed amazing signs of recovery. So that's the highlight, and I think that's the headline. Not all the people who have died, can't do much about that. You can't do much about the news media and their damnable, irresponsible treatment of the information that's coming about Ebola. Here's something that I think we can do something about and ought to be, you look at all these things. What can you do something about? What's going on today in the world, in your world, that you can do something about? Can't do much about the Gaza war, even though maybe there's another ceasefire and hopefully that will end the current war. You can't do much about what's going on in the Ukraine.
No.
You can't really do much about the Chinese,
the earthquake.
Earthquake over there. Hundreds of people were killed. What can you do? You can't do anything about that.
Nope.
What can you do something about? Here's something that you can take immediate action on. And I'm betting that most of you have not heard of this and weren't aware of the solicitation, the request by the U.S. Department of Agriculture going before special subcommittees to use submachine guns. The USDA has applied for certification to buy submachine guns for their agency. Now, please tell me why the United States Department of Agriculture, which is basically the agency tasked with regulating the food that you eat, why does the Agriculture Department need submachine guns?
I know.
Why is that, Roberta?
Terrorist corn.
That's it. Yes. Got to take care of the terrorists who are bringing that corn in from across the border.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to the question actually is that these people don't need any submachine guns. As a matter of fact, I don't even know why they need guns at all. They're to go to farms, inspect and regulate, unless they're trying to scare the farmers into this, that, or the other thing. So there has been a bill introduced into the Congress of the United States called, listen to this, the Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act.
Demilitarization?
House Bill 4934. Look it up. The Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act. So the implication from that is that there are so many agencies that have guns that are way beyond the firepower that they need, it's time to rein them in.
Mm.
So is it time for you to ask your representative to co-sponsor H.R. 4934? Perhaps what you might want to do is find there's a petition that's online. Matter of fact, Kenny, why don't we get this petition posted on our Facebook page so that people can see it and they can understand, they can read it. The House bill is 4934. Get people to sign on to that. Why do bureaucrats need guns? Why do regulatory agencies...
Because everybody hates them?
Facetiously. Representative Chris Stewart, who's behind this Demilitarization Act, says, I understand that federal agents must be capable of protecting themselves, but what we have observed goes far beyond providing necessary protection.
Far beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In-house SWAT teams.
He states that, remember we talked about this before, in 2010 when the FDA raided a grocery store suspected of using raw milk.
Yeah, selling raw milk, yeah.
And then when the Department of Education forcibly entered a man's home suspected of student aid fraud.
Yeah, with guns. So these armed personnel make it too easy to turn a non-hazardous situation into an armed raid certainly is an abuse of civil rights, but it also is alarmingly poignant when it comes to what people fear. Many of the so-called fringe groups say the government is taking away guns and they're arming all of these bureaus, all of these agencies, so that if you stand up to them, like I would stand up, if somebody came and tried to keep me from selling raw milk on my dairy farm here in Massachusetts, I'd stand up to them. What they want is the ability, apparently, to shoot me because I'm standing up to them.
So this is a repeal, basically, this
turning back of
the 2002 grant that gave the offices of Inspector General the ability to carry these guns under the Homeland Security Act.
Right, and others as well. Right, exactly. 2002 Homeland Security Act. Yep. House Bill 4934. But it's just, Richie, as you can see, it's just growing. And it's like a fungus. It's like a disease. Everybody's got to have them. So we'll post our...
Militarization of agencies is only a symptom of a much deeper and more troubling problem within Washington. Mm-hmm. That the federal government no longer trusts the American people, Stewart said. When all of us feel that we are no longer seen as citizens but as potential dangerous suspects, a relationship of trust is impossible. Wow.
Pretty strong stuff, huh?
I'm working to restore and rebuild that trust, he says.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a lot of, many of us don't think much of most of the people in Congress. However, this is a move that I think is, its time has come. All right, so if you want to, we'll put the petition up. Kenny, how long will it take you to get that on Facebook? Probably not long to post it.
I'm looking for it.
All right, okay. So that's the story there. Help yourself to comments, 888-302-3684. To any one of us, email Doug, Roberta, Kenny, or Richie at DougStephan.com, Stephan, or you can email, you can use any number of ways of getting it to us, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. This is the anniversary, the anniversary, the passing of James Brady, who was 73. Remember him from the Reagan years? He was press secretary. He's passed away. In the next half hour, we'll have some sound that memorializes what happened that day and what he's done with his life to get guns, speaking of guns and the proliferation of guns, to try to have people have some sanity when it comes to our approach to guns. Roberta's Queen of Cheap Report coming up, though, next here on Good Day.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC Certified Service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toasted
yes, 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 yes.
It's Roberta Fasanelli. Hot stuff in the old town today. Roberta Fasanelli brings you queen of cheap deals from here, there, and everywhere.
Oh, let's start at Staples. They're giving away a free ream of copy paper, and you get this with the Staples Easy Rebate. You have to join it, but hey, it's absolutely free to do that, and it's worth about $7. Plus, we have a whole bunch of Staples coupons for you, including $5 off of any school uniform of $25 or more. We have the special coupon code for you over at DougStephan.com.
And I will tell you that we were shopping for school supplies for the kids the other day. You can really get some bargains at Staples.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. They've like
the little binder notebooks for 10 cents.
Yeah, 10 cents a quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it's you can get a lot of stuff for 10 and 50 and a dollar and under.
Yes, even if you don't have a kid in school, if you just have a small office, you know, at home, or even a big office, just go to Staples and, you know, and
stock
up on all this
stuff. Yeah, the back-to-school
stuff
is cheap.
Yeah, really cheap. Another thing that's really cheap, too, is the Kindle Paperwhite. That's their Kindle reader with the light built in. It's on sale now for $99, and we tell you how to do it at DougStephan.com. Just for you, Doug, we got the free waffles at Waffle House.
Waffle House.
I know how you love it. It's good through August 15th, so go try one. And think about Doug while you're eating your waffle. And Walgreens, if you're in the shop for beauty or personal care supplies, 20% off with the coupon code. That's good through the 9th of August, so that's this Saturday. This is online only, but heck, it's 20% off, so that can't be so bad at all. And all of this is at DougStephan.com. Look at the Queen of Cheap section, and you'll find all the coupon codes and lots more ways to save. Mucho buckos.
I'm looking at some of the places you can go online, like fatwallet.com. You ever go there?
Yeah.
Fatwallet.com. Mm-hmm. They have $100 off a Dell home computing system. Let's see here. Techbargains.com, which is basically looking at electronic gadgets of every stripe.
Mm-hmm.
You can get deals on that. Amazingbargains.com. Have you ever been there, ever shopped on Amazing Bargains?
But
you know them all.
The bottom line is before you buy anything, research it on the internet first. You'd be surprised what you find.
Yep. I'm looking at, let's see here, insure.com about health insurance, the way to get around the challenges of the Affordable Health Care Act. Now, that would be something worth spending some time on, it would seem. All right, all the information, advocacy, things you don't know about before you hear us talking about them, all part of the daily visit you have here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, where it's 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Should've looked right. They didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed, and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Bird is lunch.
Here's our one-hit wonder contest for today. Richie's playing a song by somebody that had one big hit. That's it. You tell us the name of the artist of this song at 888-302-3684, and we're going to send you a CD with a whole big bunch, a big batch of one-hit wonder hits on it. So you're listening, as you probably have figured out by now, to Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, hit 1972 by this one-hit artist who was once named the new Bob Dylan. Call us now at 888-302-3684 and tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. He's a singer-songwriter born in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Had more success as an actor. Played Captain Calvin Spaulding on TV's MASH. Acted in The Aviator. He was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, a movie called Knocked Up. Also did all the music for the movie Knocked Up. He continues to record. His albums haven't sold well. He did get a Grammy in 2010 for the Best Traditional Folk Album. So who is this gentleman? 888-302-3684. So this was his big number one song. But there are other songs that he's recorded. For example, the song that we played at my daughter's wedding that made it big with me.
That's my daughter in the water. Everything she owns, I bought her. Everything she owns. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she knows, I taught her. Everything she knows.
Dry eye in the house. Richie, you didn't come. I invited you, but you didn't come.
Good leg.
That's too bad. You would have been. Yeah, I think you were. You would have enjoyed this. You would have had your video out. Had the tears.
Every time she fell out.
For I don't know that anybody got this. Jennifer was trying to get shots.
I love the part about it.
Yeah.
she has, I bought her.
Yeah, everything I bought her.
Everything, you know, she liked the line, everything she knows, I taught her. So this is a neat, neat song for those who are fans of this particular artist.
You know, what's also interesting is in looking around, I found out that he wrote a song that Johnny Cash covered on his America albums.
There once was a man, and he couldn't cry. Hadn't cried for years and for years.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Crossing the highway.
All right. Let's get to it. 888-302-3684. No shortage of people who'd like to have a shot at this in Murfreesboro. I always love to pronounce that name of that town. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Tony is listening to Good Day. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Well, thank you. How long have you lived in Murfreesboro?
Probably about a year or two now.
Why'd you move there?
Yeah, I just live here in the state. Just been here all my life.
You've been there all your life. I thought you said you've only been there for a year. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So who is this artist that did Dead Skunk and That's My Daughter and all the other ones we played here?
Loudon Wainwright.
It is Loudon Wainwright. So is that acceptable or is this we have?
Yeah, Loudon. No, that's acceptable.
Wainwright.
And we should point out that this was the only song that he had that was a hit. Dead While Skunk. He had a few other songs, they didn't chart. Yes.
Right. They didn't do like the daughter song, but well worth learning about and singing and hearing. Tony, thank you. Hold on just a second. We'll make sure that your name is in that list with the group that's going to get that bunch of One Hit Wonder CDs. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Well, now that the warm weather is here, lawn chemical product warning signs are sprouting up all over town. Are lawn chemical products really toxic to your pets? Some lawn products are toxic for dogs, others to cats. It's best to avoid letting your dog come in contact with such products. If your dog walks on grass treated with these products, it's a natural reaction for them to lick the product off its feet, and it may be treated grass or treated concrete, whatever it was. If you suspect your dog has been poisoned, speak promptly to your veterinarian who can get things under control. Here's the bottom line. Here's what I do. When I take my dogs for a walk around the neighborhood, whether it be the city, whether it be the country, before I bring them back into the house, what I do is I wipe off their feet thoroughly. Also, if you're going to be using chemicals on your lawn, try using organic safe chemicals. They are available. And just make sure that if your dog has access or your cat has access, you clean those feet before they come into the house so everyone can enjoy the garden and their pets at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The highway of life. Today is a good day. I'm the host of the Good Day program. Are all the things we talk about in the Good Day program good? No. Try to put as good a spin on most of them as we can. That's the idea here. With my colleagues and co-hosts and partners in good, Ken Kessler monitoring social media. That is Facebook.com and Twitter at Good Day for the most part. Roberta Fasanelli is here with lots of information. Actually, we're following a story from UNORC City, where Roberta is, about a study that calls the juvenile jails in New York extremely violent and unsafe. Guards often subject teenage inmates to excessive force. One wonders if the New York City system is the only one in the country and why there would be scrutiny just of New York system, Roberta.
Well, they especially focused on Rikers Island. Now, Rikers Island, it's an island between Brooklyn and Queens, and it has a huge, huge prison facility. It's right by LaGuardia Airport, if you fly into LaGuardia.
Made famous by Law and Order. Every episode of every Law and Order, they got to go to Rikers.
Talks about
something.
Rikers Island, right. Yeah. And they're saying that especially for juveniles, they're saying for male adult prisoners as well, but especially for juveniles, and these are juveniles that are in pretrial holds. In other words, they haven't been convicted of anything yet. They're just being held there.
Right.
They're saying especially for juveniles, it's extremely violent, and most of the violence takes place where there aren't cameras, places like classrooms and bathroom facilities. They say there's like almost 50% of all the juveniles there are subject to some form of violence from the guards who are supposed to be protecting them, and also there's a lot of violence,
well,
you know, prisoner to prisoner.
Is that the job of guards, is to protect the inmates or to keep order in the institution? You see and hear stories, if you were watching on Sunday night, the episode of Unforgettable, when the police officers was charged with a crime. He went to jail. Somebody in the jail tried to kill him because he was a police officer. This kind of stuff goes on all the time. This huge trouble in our prison system with violence, and how it is that it's metered out and how it's not, nobody pays much attention to it. It's more violent in many of our crime facilities than it is out in the street.
Oh, yeah. In fact, this report, this is a report by the U.S. Attorney General through the Justice Department. It says, for adolescents, Rikers Island is a broken institution. It's a place where a culture of violence endures even while a code of silence prevails. Mm. The adolescents in Rikers are walled off from the public, but they are not walled off from the Constitution. They call it a pattern of abuse that violates their Eighth Amendment rights and the right to due process under the 14th Amendment.
Let's say we dig around this a little bit and just to ask ourselves why there is so much juvenile violence to begin with. Is it because of lack of facilities at home, lack of both parents working? Is it because of too much technology, too much free time, too much money available to kids? I know there's a youngster whose parents have asked me to deal with him on the farm. He's I think maybe 16 or 17, and they want him to get to the physical activity stage of growing up. And because they found marijuana in his bedroom, they want him to know the consequence. They don't want him using it. They don't want him around people that are using marijuana. How did he get it? He doesn't want to say. So they just metered out work, which kind of, I mean, I didn't say yes and I didn't say no. Because, you know, it'd be good to have another pair of strong hands around to do things like handle hay and that kind of stuff. But whether giving people, young people, the opportunity to see work as punishment is a good idea or not, I think remains to be something that I'm dealing with in my head. I'm not sure that I look at, I grew up on a farm. I grew up working hard. I still physically work hard every day. I like it. I appreciate what it does for my body and my mind. And I think that all too often we have people coming along now in the generation that is between teenager and 30, let's say, who don't know much about physical activity. They may be exposed to it in school to a point. Maybe they're involved in athleticism, but that's not work. There is a need, it seems to me, and I don't think I sound like an old timer or an old schooler, for people to adjust themselves around to understanding that work, good, hard, physical work, ought not to be a punishment. Now, you know, digging dishes, I remember as a kid in college working as a grave digger one summer. Man, did I think that was, especially on a day like today when it's about 99 degrees and the humidity is dripping, the sweat's dripping off of your body, and you're digging this. The cemetery was in Saxonville, a part of Framingham, one of the villages of Framingham. It was on a gravel pit. So you're digging holes in a gravel pit every day for a casket. And you don't think that was misery? Oh, my God, what a horror. But you know what?
You didn't have backhoes back then, did you?
Well, the backhoe wouldn't, you know, we did. There were backhoes around, but the town at that time, I think, only had one or two, and they couldn't bring them around to all of these places. So it was cheaper to have labor dig the hole. And at that time, I think it was $5 an hour, maybe, something like that. So it'd take us 4 or 5 hours to dig the hole. There were two people, the supervisor and the digger. I was the digger. The supervisor was a policeman who worked part-time. And I can remember this guy, it was like yesterday. He'd sit there drinking his tea or whatever he was drinking, and he'd watch me while I dug the hole. He'd measure it. He'd put the marks on the corner, and he'd make sure it was deep enough. And that was his job. While I dug the hole, and I don't think it hurt me in the least. Did I like doing it? No, I mean, I decided to take the job. I didn't, nobody had to put a gun to my head. I had two jobs. I worked at General Motors at night on the line and that summer, and I worked in the digging holes in the cemetery in the daytime. And, so what did it do for me? I don't know what it didn't hurt me, but boy, did I not like it. But nobody told me I had to do it. See, I think that's the problem with a lot of the kids. And so I'm going in a roundabout fashion thinking about how do we keep kids on the straight and narrow. And there's so many influences. I don't know how you do that now. I don't know how you do that. But it's certainly worth thinking about. Thank you, Roberta, for the update there. Richie, today is another one of these Tuesdays that there are primaries. I was looking at one primary state, which is Missouri. Missouri is having their primary today, and they're also going to decide on whether to pass Constitutional Amendment Number 1.
What's that?
Also known as the Right to Farm Amendment.
Now,
the behind-the-scenes story of this, this is, again, the reason we brought up a number of these things today. You may have heard us talking earlier about the Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act, which I think you now, Kenny, you got that posted on Facebook so people can see it and maybe sign on to it?
This is interesting.
What, Missouri?
Well, this right to farm bill.
Yeah, but it really isn't.
It gives people the right to engage in farming and ranching practices, and they shall forever be granted in the state. If they pass this, they would only be the second state following North Dakota to have a right to farm rights in their constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that.
Why isn't it everywhere? Is that what the question is?
Exactly.
Right. We have in Massachusetts.
How do we need to pass a law to give somebody the right to farm?
Well, this is. Here's what the background on this is. The reason that some have called it the Right to Harm Amendment is because it's being sponsored by our pals at Monsanto, Cargill, the Corn Growers Association, the Pork Association, that doesn't represent the farmers. It represents the producers and the people that supply, in Monsanto's case and in Cargill's case, supply the means by which to grow things. And so there has been a move to try to keep GMO stuff out of the process in the farm states as well as other states. Missouri's a big farm state. So these guys behind the scene are trying to keep biotech and concentrated animal feeding operations in operation. That's what the Right to Farm Amendment really is all about there. Although on the surface, Richie, it does give the it gives one who wants to farm the ability to farm. But what really the background of this is that there's so much agitation on the part of some farming operations to keep this the GMO stuff out. And one of my farmer friends here in Massachusetts said, you know, I've given up because I can't find this. He says, how do you find the seed? Well, the seed that I use to grow corn for my cows is different than the seed that's planted to grow corn that you eat. Sweet corn's different than cow corn.
Right.
And so the ability to find most all of the processors that are not open pollinated, that is the people that are producing the corn that's grown or anything, beans, you name it, all pretty much are what they call Roundup ready. And they are activated by, you know, sprays and chemicals and things. They're supposed to keep weeds away and supposed to keep things away that would affect the roots of the corn and hurt the corn and hurt its ability to grow. But the other side of it is, it does other things that are substantially harmful to us as human beings. Anyway, so that's kind of what the Right to Farm Amendment is about. But it's one of those things, Richie, that you can read into it several different things. And the way they're presented, it reminds me of the California ballot initiative. It was supposed to protect the farmers. And Monsanto sold it as being anti-farmer, so people didn't vote for it, when in fact it was all about labeling. The farmers, Monsanto said, farmers don't want to do this because it's too difficult, it's too hard, it'll put too many out of business. Nonsense! All it did was have it mandated the food to say on it whether it was GMO or non-GMO. In other words, a labeling, you know, what's the country of origin labeling is the same thing. And these people are finding this at every corner. So you should know about that. So what other states are having elections today?
I'm still looking at the Missouri. Some of the things on their ballot is pretty interesting. Yeah. They're proposing a constitutional amendment that would create a Missouri lottery game to benefit veterans, nursing homes, and cemeteries.
Just a lottery game for veterans.
Correct.
Isn't that interesting? What does that tell you about the state of affairs there? I have been very, very, very vocal about not spending any more money for veterans' benefits because we've wasted so much of the money that we put up already. And really, when you have these lotteries, they're just another tax. Aren't they? Voluntary tax.
It's a voluntary tax.
That's what it is.
And I would even go as so far as to say it's a tax on the poor.
Yeah, because they're the people that buy all these
tickets.
They're
the people looking for the $1 million ticket, and yeah.
Yeah.
All right, people who aren't good at math.
Yeah? Certainly a way of looking at it.
Right,
Attacks on people who are not good at math. That's a fascinating way of looking at it, Kenny. Ken, Jennifer, Richie, and Doug. Television report up next here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man. Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
This is a MultiView report brought to you by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Here is a car lover's dream, a chance to win a one-of-one-built Ford Mustang 50 years convertible. Ford Motor Company is partnering with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society to raffle off this instant classic 2015 Mustang to help raise funds for MS research. Raffle tickets, which can change your life and the lives of people living with MS forever, are just $20 each, with the number of available tickets capped at 100,000. Says National MS Society Ambassador Phil Kogan, host of the popular TV reality show The Amazing Race and Ford enthusiast.
Now, talk about no opportunity wasted. This Ford raffle provides a unique opportunity to potentially own a one-of-a-kind Mustang while helping to create a world free of MS. It's a win-win.
Raffle tickets are available and can be secured at www.ford4ms.com. The winning raffle ticket will be drawn during the Woodward Dream Cruise on Saturday, August 16th. For more information, you can also call 1-800-243-5767.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
I stopped seeing life insurance as something only rich people needed after my brother-in-law died. On top of really missing him, I watched my sister struggle to keep up with their mortgage, car payments, and everyday living expenses for her and the kids. I realized then that life insurance isn't just for millionaires. It's for anyone who has people in their lives who depend on them to get by. It's to help everyday people help protect their families. People like me. So I called AIG Direct, and I was shocked at how affordable coverage can be. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I may not have $1 million. But my family's well-being and happiness is priceless. I'm glad I have AIG Direct to help protect their future, no matter what happens to me.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-811-6409. That's 1-800-811-6409. 1-800-811-6409.
For contractors and do-it-yourselfers alike, StatCrete has a full line of premium concrete, mortar, and stucco mixes, along with maintenance and repair products for concrete and asphalt. StatCrete has over 75 years of expertise helping people with their concrete projects. Whether you're laying a new concrete slab, repairing cracked concrete, or resurfacing concrete, StatCrete has the products to help you get the job done quicker and easier. Visit StatCrete.com to watch our how-to videos and for project material calculators. Trust StatCrete, the pro's choice since 1936.
All right, the Big Bang Theory is in the news today, television-wise. Listen to this. These four stars, Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, Kaylee, is it Cuoco? I don't know how to pronounce her name. Is somebody else?
It's Cuoco, yeah.
Cuoco, is that right? Anyway, they were making $300,000 an episode.
Ooh.
Prior to their agents analyzing the ratings and the amount of money that's going to be made by putting this show into reruns, into syndication. So they went on strike. They were looking for $1.2 million an episode, and they got $1 million.
Wow.
This is back to the Friends era. Remember when the Friends guys negotiated their deal and they ended up with, wasn't it $1 million? And Charlie Sheen was getting $1.2 million, I think, for Two and a Half Men. So this is...
But that was worth a lot more back then than $1 million.
Well, yeah. I guess,
think about it.
I don't know. But still, think of a three-year contract. So they do 25, 26 episodes a year? Say it's 25.
At most.
Right, okay. So they get $25 million, they get $75 million a piece over the next 3 years.
Wow.
And then what's on the back end of this with fees and all that other stuff, what they get for syndication would be worth probably $90 million to each one of them.
Whew. Guess how much a 30-second spot costs in this thing?
I don't know.
$326,000.
Really?
Yep.
Yep. And now there are some co-stars that are making $125,000 an episode. They'll probably go up to, they're still talking.
But that's
a lot of money. God love them. Nickelodeon is going to revive School of Rock as a TV series, Richie.
Jack Black
producing it. That ought to be pretty good. Nickelodeon would be a good place for something like that, I think. And 24 Live Another Day turns out to be statistically a wowzer when it comes to the ratings. Wow, look at this. Good for them.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, or you can take a break.
Hey, focus on a couple of videos of the day that have affected a lot of people at DougStephan.com. Today's video comes from a retirement community in New Zealand, and it features 60 of the residents there, some of the staff as well, dancing and lip-syncing to this song, which is around the world maybe the most significant song to come along for a whale of a long time.
Yeah, every year. Everybody loves this. Is this year's Macarena, and that's cool, but it's a whole lot better than Macarena.
It is, yeah, right.
But it's the smash hit of the year.
It is. And so everybody's sort of having fun with it. Those Iranian girls that got into trouble, remember that from a month or so ago? Because they all did a separate sort of video take on their version of Happy. So this is another play on that.
Nothing more fun than seeing cute old people dance around to
having a happy time. Yep, having a happy time. In a moment, a focus on yesterday's video of the day, which is one of those superb opportunities to celebrate who we are as Americans. Up next here on Good Day.
Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, so yesterday's video of the day, which we didn't have time to give proper attention to, actually Richie found, I saw this a long time ago, I haven't seen this one for a long time, but what it does is bring together a cast of characters from the 60s and 70s that were friends of John Wayne. So John Wayne, who most people knew was very patriotic, very interested in pushing American goals and ideals, and had the platform to do it with his movies and his the fact that everybody in the world knew who the guy was. I was watching, and in addition to this, I looked at some videos from his children over the years. I just happened to see that one. Richie sent me to watch this on Friday. I went in and I was just reading into the life of John Wayne, his family, his children and stuff. I've read a lot of books about him because I think he was, for what he represented, he was really a heck of a character. So anyway, the audio here, you really have to see this because you won't recognize most of the voices, but you'll see.
You'll recognize when you see them.
Favorite people, absolutely. Yeah. They got dressed up for this.
This is my country and I'm going to do good for it. Just might work. We'll never know unless we give it a fair try. Oh, yeah, and there's one other thing I'll say tomorrow because I say it every day of my life. God bless America.
Glenn Campbell.
Yep.
Michael Landon. That Indian guy.
Yeah.
Bob Hope.
Recognize everybody here.
Ponderosa cast.
John Wayne and all these people.
The ocean.
Oh, that's
Know
who that is.
Sounds like he might. I can't. I'm not watching the video.
Yes, sir.
My home, sweet.
Who's that?
His brothers.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah.
Random country western actors. Johnny Cash.
Okay, we don't even say Ed's last name. Everybody knows who Ed is. And Bing, you know that.
The laughing guys.
But it's summertime.
Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Ah, it's wonderful stuff.
It's fun just seeing all these people.
Terrific. Yeah, most of them are not around anymore.
That's right.
Which is the sad part of it. All right, so check that video out. All the videos.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.